week's parsha is Parshas Vayelech, right? So Rashi says on the pasuk, Vayelech Moshe, and Moshe went, Vidaber et advarim ha'elu el kol Yisrael. He spoke these words to the whole of the Jewish people. Okay, what do you mean? Anochi hayom, right? So it says, V'yome alehem, ben mea esrim shana, I'm 120 years, anochi hayom, I am today. What do you mean today I'm 120 years? Lo uchal od letzeit v'labo, I can't go out and come in. What does that mean? V'ashem ama elai, lo tavo ta yarden azen. God told me, don't pass the Jordan River, go into Eretz Israel. Like a sentence makes no sense, right? It's saying, I'm 120 years today. I can't go and come. And God told me not to pass the Jordan. It's like what has one to do with the other? So Rashi fills in the words. So he says, Hayom, I filled my days. Today, what's special about today? Today I was born. And today is the day of my death. So he knew he was dying today. That means he filled his days. When a person dies on the same day he was born, that means those days were complete. He completed completely like his purpose. So I'll explain to you what I mean by that. There's a Rambam. And this is important before Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur. There's a Rambam that says, Harashut Netuna. A person is given free will. He's given to be a Rasha, Chas V'Shalom, or to be a Tzaddik, K'Moshe Rabbeinu. What do you mean a Tzaddik, K'Moshe Rabbeinu? The Pasuk says, Lo Kam B'Yisrael K'Moshe. We don't have anyone who reached the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Not in the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. So what does it mean to be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu? What does it mean? The answer is in this pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu filled his days. The day he was born was the day he died. That means his days were complete in the sense that all his potential was expressed completely in those 120 years. That's why the day he was born was the day he died. And we have the free will also to be a tzaddik to Moshe, like Moshe Rabbeinu. What does that mean? Not that we can reach the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, not that we can reach to be that level of kirvas Hashem, of closeness to Hashem, in the sense of being a Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu, but we can be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. Being a tzaddik means to fill our days. That means Moshe Rabbeinu, for 120 years, he was an Eved Hashem. Complete Eved Hashem. That means he completely fulfilled every single day. He did what was right every single day. A person has that ability, that every single day he fulfills his complete self. He negates his will to Kadosh Baruch Hu in every single moment, every single aspect of his life. Now that's not an easy thing to do. It's a very, very hard thing to do. But that's what a person was created for. To fill his days. And we're coming up to Yom Kippur. And we all want to be written, right? In the book of life, right? Tzadikim on Rosh Hashanah. Beinonim, a name, tluyot, like we say in the tefillah. Right? Hayom harat olam. You say, today was the creation of the world, or the impregnation of the world. Hayom yamid b'mishpat. We're going to be standing in judgment on Rosh Hashanah. Im kabanim, if like children. Yeah? Rachameinu ka'av abonim. Your mercy is like a father over his child. Im kavadim, if like servants, enechem tluyot, our eyes are dependent on you. Ad shetechonenu, until you give us grace, v'totzei mishpatenu, you give, make, come out with our mishpat, in a proper way. where is, that's Benonim, Enechem Tluyot Le Yom Kippur. What happens on Yom Kippur that all of a sudden Benonim are judged on Yom Kippur that we couldn't be judged on Rosh Hashanah? Benonim means that you're in between. You're Mechse Chataim, half sins, half good deeds. So you're measured. Tzadikim, Rubam, or majority of good deeds. Or overweigh their Averis. Right? But we don't know how to measure good deeds over bad deeds. It's not like how many mitzvahs you do. It's the we can't measure. It's the echut. It's the intensity, the depth of how you do every mitzvah. That only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can measure. But most of us have been on him. And the Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah says, Im kabanim, a ben is someone who has a very, very high neshama. Kavadim is someone who has like a normal neshama, from the lower, whatever he says, it's a normal neshama, like an evid. That's even a high level. So how comes a tzaddik on Rosh Hashanah is judged, and on Yom Kippur you can be judged even if you're not a tzaddik? Something changes. What changes? We learn from Yishmael Dafka that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw Hagar and Yishmael, that they were without any water, and he gave them water, right? So the Malachim came and they said, look, how can you give them water? When Klal Yisrael leave the Golus, leave Yerushalayim and go to the Golus, Yishmael comes, feeds them salty food, and then gives them casks, you know, of like leather, these leather casks of water. And Klal Yisrael are so thirsty, they go and they drink the water, and it's empty. And that thirst and that, you know, the desire for drinking and the air that enters them cause their death. So this person who's going to cause such suffering in terms of thirst to Klal Yisrael, Mida Keneged Mida, you giving him water? So Kodesh Baruch Hu answers the angels, Asher Hu Sham. Now he's a tzaddik, I'm done him as he is. I'm not going to judge him on his future deeds, I'm judging him as he is. When are we judged on Yom Kippur? The time for judgment is Ne'ilah. In Ne'ilah, we've passed through us a whole day of Ta'anit, five Inuim, five pleasures that we remove from ourselves, right? And five tefillahs. And Ne'ilah is the fifth tefillah, right? And the Chazal Sashat were judged. Five tefillahs. You've davened. If you understand what the process of Yom Kippur is, the basic order is tefillah, vidui, right? Slichas. That's how it works.
So tefillah, confession.
Confession, yeah. And supplication. Davening, praying. Confession. And supplication. That's the form. And we have five tefillahs. And in each tefillah, we're going to a new level of self. We're going to a new level of cleanliness. Just as we clean ourselves from our physical goof by not having these five inuim, these five things which are discomfort, no eating and drinking, no washing, no wearing shoes, right? And no marital relations. Those are the five inuim. So we're completely separate from the physical world. On Yom Kippur, we're like malachim, we're like angels. By the time we get to Ne'ilah, we are so cleaned up. Rabbeinu Yonah even excuses that. It's like the tefillah is like the mikveh. But a mikveh requires that you remove your sins. That's the confessions. And the supplications, which is the process, you know, you prepare yourself, like you remove from yourself all the chatzitzot with your tefillah, you remove from yourself all what you can remove, then you confess, they get removed from you. And then the supplications is the gemar hakapara, and that each stage is a new tara, and then there's going to a new level, on the second tefillah, and the third tefillah, and the fourth. So that by the time we come to ne'ilah, we're cleaned up. If we've been using Yom Kippur in a proper way. Now, when Ne'ilah comes and we're judged, the time of the Khatima, Kodesh Baruch Hu says the same thing he says by Ishmael, Asher Husham. Now I'm judging you. By the time we get to Ne'ilah, where are we? We're clean. Kodesh Baruch Hu cleaned us up. And now being clean, he's judging us. We're all tzaddikim. We're judged as a tzaddik. That's the amazing thing about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a time of cleaning up. He's cleaning us up in order to present us as tzaddikim and then to judge us as tzaddikim. Can you imagine the rachamim here? He doesn't want to judge us. He waits for us. We have 10 days of tshuva, to do tshuva. Each day, says the Gro, we have each day is another level, hamakah, another depth of tshuva. Each day we go through, obviously, Rosh Hashanah is the main time, not for tshuva, it's the main time of hamakah, change in a person's thinking. Then you have each day is a new hamakah, new depth of a person's heart. In terms of tshuva. Tshuva is from the heart. Like the Pasuk we said, we read last week, Kodesh Baruch Hu removes an orla. You know, like you have an orla on the foreskin, on a bris, you have an orla on your lev, on your heart. That's something which is prevents us from connecting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That orla, that foreskin, so to speak, we remove. That's the Asaras Mitshuva. And then on Yom Kippur, Einechem Lecha Tluyot. We look at a Kodesh Baruch Hu and we've cleaned up. And our whole desire, by the time you come to Ne'ilah, there's not one person, that's why we have a minute to stand up in Ne'ilah, because that's the time of judgment. There's not one person who doesn't feel close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when he's close, he's then judged. Tremendous rachamim, tremendous mercy. We're not judged so much on where we really are. We're judged when we reach the height of our persona. And why is that? And why is that really a true judgment? Why is that a true judgment? Because that's really who he is. On Yom Kippur, you get to see who you really are. And we try, after Yom Kippur, to keep that reality with us. That's the purpose of these few days. We don't have many more days left. But that's the purpose of a few days. We're living in a different reality. A Aseres Yemei Tshuva is a different reality. Especially Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. Amongst those Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Ne'ilah, person's in a different place. And when you're in that place, you're judged. And when you're in that place, you now have to take and think very carefully who you really are. And take with who you really are with you into the year. So the purpose of Yom Kippur is what? Is to realize where we really want to be. And now where we really want to be, if we take that with us to our everyday lives, then we're going to be the tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. Because that sitkus is to be, express who we really are when we come to that reality on Ne'ilah, on Yom Kippur, to express that real reality of who we are in our everyday lives. And then we can say, Anochi Hayom. We came with all ourselves. That's what Yom Kippur gives us. Now go on in the Pasuk. So the Pasuk says, Lo uchal od letzeit lavo. So Rashi explains, what do you mean he can't go and come? It means Nistam Mimenu Mainot HaChochma. That means he was removed from him his level of understanding. Why? Because God said, I can't pass into Eretz Yisrael, i.e., I have to die now. In other words, the reason that it occurs, the reason it's not. Why lo uchal od atzeit v'lavo? The reason I can't have the depth of thinking anymore is because God took it away from me. Because he told me I can't come into Eretz Yisrael. So that's the understanding of the pasuk. It's not like three sentences. It's like really one sentence. I read Rashi again. So Rashi says, lo uchal od atzeit v'lavo. Yechol shetashash kocho, that his strength was taken away from him. Talmud loma, lo ke'ata eino v'lo nas lecho. Right? That means Moshe Rabbeinu was with all his strength. So what does it mean? Lo uchal letzeit v'lavo. Ela mahu lo uchal, eini rashai, I'm not allowed. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't allow me. Shenitla mimeni reshut, nitna lo Yeshua. The reshut was taken away from me and was given to Yeshua. I.e., that Moshe Rabbeinu had the strength, but Kodesh Baruch Hu took it away from him and gave it to Yeshua. And Rashi brings another pshat, but it's the same pshat. Lo yuchal letzeit v'lavo b'divrei Torah melamed shenistamu menu mesoret u'mayanot ha'chochma, that he was taken away from him his understanding. The fact that the Kodesh Baruch Hu told him that you can't go into Eretz Yisrael, today he's going to die, right? It wasn't a chisaron in Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu inside himself, from him himself, was with full strength. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you can't, today is the day of your death, was taken from away from him his Mayanot HaChochma. He's taken away from him his connection of Torah to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I.e., this is telling an important thing. What was death of Moshe Rabbeinu? What was Moshe Rabbeinu's death? As Chumash describes it, the fact that he couldn't be Letzeit V'Lavo. He couldn't be involved in Divrei Torah. That means Moshe Rabbeinu's whole chius, his whole life, was connection to Torah. What is that telling us? That your life, remember we're saying, we want to live like Moshe Rabbeinu, we'll be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. That means our life is connection to Torah. That means man's whole potency is him being connected to the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu's death was when he wasn't connected. Kodesh Baruch Hu brought on his death, not because of a lack of Moshe Rabbeinu, because he was not allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael, so his death had to be today. So when Kodesh Baruch Hu brought on his death, he took away from him that connection to Torah. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's death, that removal of his connection from Torah. Ne'ilah, we just said, was a time of Kapara. But we didn't mention what was Ne'ilah. Ne'ilah is also the time, Yom Kippur is the time of what? Kabbalah's Torah, receiving of the Torah. So the time of our Kapara, the time of our realization of who we really are, is also the time of the giving of the Torah. So what does that tell us? That tells us it's the same thing. Our real potency, our real potential, is our connection to the Torah. It's the same thing. That's why Yom Kippur, which is the day that we receive the Torah, again, the second time, the first time was on Shavuot, but because of Chet HaEgel, we received it again on Yom Kippur, was also the Kapara of the Chet HaEgel, was also the day we received the Torah. That means, Kaparas Avera comes with connecting to Torah. When a person realizes, comes to that realization, that his whole being in this world is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah, that means he has full tshuva and full kapara. And we say that, it says many times, every day we say it, we don't realize what we say. Hashivenu, the bracha of tshuva, Hashivenu, return us, Avinu, our father, Teratecha. You notice we use the word Avinu We don't use the word Hashiveinu like an Eved to your Torah. It's Hashiveinu Avinu, our father to your Torah. It's a Rachamim of a father. Remember on Yom on Rosh Hashanah we said there's two ways that Kodesh Baruch Hu relates to us? Like a father or like a king? If we return to his Torah, he's a father. The returning to his Torah, it's no longer like an Eved who needs the Rachamim, needs the judgment. We're depending on the judgment of a king. We don't get judged by the king. When we can enter the Torah, we're a Ben. We're a child. We have the Rachamim of our father. Yom Kippur turns us to Avinu Malkeinu. You understand that? And the way we do that is through connection. Now, to explain another thing, that connection to Torah has to come through tefillah. And tshuva, atonement, right? Confession and supplication. There has to be a yearn for it. The deeper the yearn in a person, the more Torah he gets. The more is his Kabbalah Satera on Yom Kippur, and the more is his Kapara. And then you're opened, Ma'enot HaChochma. Then that desire for Torah, that yearning for Torah, it's not yearning for Torah, it's a yearning for Kirvas Hashem, it's the same thing. Torah, Kuchabrichu, V'oraisa Chadu, it's the same thing. That yearning that's instilled in us on Yom Kippur for Torah, that itself is our kapara. That itself is our cleansing. That's what's being said here. That itself is our life. That itself makes us a ben to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The deeper the yearning, the deeper the cleansing. Amar Rabbi Akiva, says Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, happier are you, the children of Israel. Lifnei mi atem mitarin, in front of who are you becoming pure? Umi mitaretchem, and who is purifying you? Avichem shebeshamayim, your father in heaven. Shneema, as it says in the pasuk, v'zarakti aleichem mayim tehorim, I threw on you pure waters. Utihaltem, and you became pure. V'omer, and it says in the pasuk, mikve Yisrael. Hashem, the mikveh of the Jewish people, who is that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. I.e., you know how you ever been to a mikveh? When you go into a mikveh, if you have one finger or a little, any part of your body outside the mikveh can't be mitaal you. You have to be fully immersed in the mikveh. So what is it saying? Who is our mikveh? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does our kapara work? When we enter the mikveh completely. Who's our mikveh? It means you have to enter into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean enter into HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does it mean to enter into HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Be completely immersed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means completely nullify yourself to your Creator. That's Kabbalah Satera. The nullification of our Rotzen to His Rotzen is the receiving of His Rotzen in a complete way. That's to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, Teres Moshe, is what? Is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking here? Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe le'emor. God spoke to Moshe, and he said. But it was Moshe who was saying it. But it was God who was saying it. Because there's no difference between God saying and Moshe saying, because Moshe completely nullified himself to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Aspe gloria me'ira. Like a glass. There's no masachim, there's no, you know, no filters. Kodesh Baruch Hu was just, Moshe was just a kli through which a Kodesh Baruch Hu went through him. That's how you be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, like we said in the beginning. That's Yom Kippur. We mitar ourselves by nullifying ourselves completely to the rotten of Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Kabbalah's Torah. Ma mikveh mitar et atamein, just as mikveh is mitar people who are impure, purify people impure. Afa Kodesh Baruch Hu mitar et Yisrael. Also, Kodesh Baruch Hu mitar et Yisrael. Now, I'm going to explain to you. We spoke about the aura of the lev, the foreskin that prevents us. It's like an impediment on the heart. Because the heart is the place where you have the desire. It's a very, very deep desire of wanting a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Ola is like a kisui, like a covering, an impediment, an atima. In Hebrew, it's called an atima, something which is a blockage. The word for atima is aleph, tat, taf, mem. It's the same letters for tuma. All tuma, all impurity is blockages. Tahara, it says, the Gemara in Brachas, I heard this from Moshe Shapiro, Zechatzadik Bracha, the Gemara says, v'taha yoma, the day is clear. Taha means clear. Tahara, purity, mikveh metahara etchem, that mikveh is when we have a clarity. On Yom Kippur, when we have that clarity to our Creator, that we're so clear that this is who we want to be, this is where we want to be, that's tahara. That's the removal of this atima, of this tumah, of this impurity of your heart. That's what the Gemara says. Lev taho bara li Elokim. It's Gemara in Kiddushin. Kodesh Baruch Hu created us with a pure heart. Mashma dikatame. That there's an impure heart. That's the Yetzirah. That brings us all these blockages to our real seeing in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yom Kippur, that lev tame, the Yetzirah, isn't there. You only have the Lev Taho. That's what Ne'ila does for us, and all these five tefillahs do for us in Yom Kippur. Tefillah brings us to Torah. Tefillah brings us to that removal, that mikveh, that removes that atima in our heart to open ourselves to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yom Kippur is a special day for doing it, but every day we have three tefillahs, like you have three meals a day, you have three tefillahs, right? Because you need mazon, you need food for the nefesh to reconnect. And that reconnecting through tefillah now connects you to Torah. There's a chazanish, the Iger chazanish speaks about the tefillah connects you to Torah, and your Torah connects you to tefillah. It goes together. And you see that in Yom Kippur itself, that we get to Kabbalah Satorah only through tefillah, only through the prayer. The Apostle Kim says, Hashem Elokecha, hu over lefanecha, he's going to pass in front of you. He'll destroy these nations which are in Eretz Israel in front of you, v'yirashtem, and you'll conquer them. Yeshua, who over lefanech, Yeshua will go in front of you, kasher dibe Hashem, like God spoke to you. Entering Eretz Israel with these miracles and the haftach of a Kodesh Baruch Hu that Moshe Rabbeinu tells them will destroy these nations. It's brought down in the Gro that we have seven nations in Eretz Israel. These seven nations represent the, like we have 70 nations of the world, we have 77 nations in Eretz Israel. These nations in Eretz Israel represent what's called the Keter, the crown of all the nations of the world. Either represent the Ra, the Shorash HaRa, the source of bad, of all the nations in the world. The destruction of the nations in Eretz Israel, there's a special mitzvah to destroy, completely destroy and kill the nations of the world. Doesn't mean the nations that are today, it's not the same nations, but the nations that were at the time of Yeshua, we are a mitzvah to completely destroy them because they represented the source of all the Ra that came to the nations of the world. That's why he had a special mitzvah of destroying. So now we're giving a pasuk says that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to destroy them. We're going to have the help of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is now coming into our, after Yom Kippur, we have to come back into the real world. We have Haftacha. You try your best. You keep connected. And Kodesh Baruch Hu will help you to destroy those seven nations that are within you. Those seven nations are the epitome of your Yetzirah. I have the Ketarim, the crowns of your Yetzirah. In everything that we have, right, every Aveira that a person does, there's a Shorash to his Aveira. There's a source to the Aveira. Right? Aveiras can mean many. You know, you can do lots of different types of Aveiras. But what's always important is to find its shorash, to find its root. What brings me? Why do I have this desire? Like, everyone has different desires for different things. Why do I have this desire for, you know, speaking Lashon Hara, Chas V'Shalom, or, you know, maybe not getting up early enough for davening, or not eating proper food that I shouldn't be eating, well, with a good heksher or without a heksher to Chas V'Shalom, right? Why? What's in me? What's the source that brings me to do Chas V'Shalom these averas? Or Chas V'Shalom, people have averas looking at women or all sorts of things, you know? Why? What brings a person to these averas? There's always a shorish. So, I'll give you one, but so Reb Chaim Vital speaks, and he gives about, we'll speak about this in other shurim, he speaks about the yisod of mayim, of water. So water, I'm not going to go into detail, but he says basically, the bad part of mayim, of water, is you have five, you know, fire, wind, water, and afa. Four yisod, I mean, it's four aspects of a person. A person, as he's built, his neshama is in the middle, so to speak, of him. I'm going to give you a very brief, this is explained. His neshama is inside. Then he has what's called his, like a levush, like a dress, called his yetzer tov. That's his, these are spiritual things, these aren't physical garments. And then he has, underneath that, his yetzer ha, the levushim that he was given from his parents, around that. And then he has, around that, what's called his, something called a protection, chashmal, protection. And then he has what's called these four yesodot, these four foundations of self, which are esh, mayim, or ruach, mayim, fire, spirit, wind, water, and afa. And each of these things, depending on how much his neshama permeates him. His neshama permeates him, then his yetzer tov nullifies his yetzer ra, and then the levushim of his parents, what he got from his parents, his character traits, right, come out, the good things. And then the mashpia, they give an influence on these four foundations, and the good aspects of these four foundations are expressed in him. But if chas v'shalom, his neshama, for some reason, is mistalek, is removed from him, it doesn't permeate. So then his yetzara is the one that's being expressed through the garments of his parents and through the four foundations. Right? It's very simple. So now, sometimes the levushim of his parents will affect that it'll be more me'ir, it'll give more light on a certain aspect of these foundations. It'll be like certain, let's take mayim, be more expressive in mayim. A lot of people have this problem with mayim because it's a generation, we're a generation like that. I think after the wars, the First and Second World War, and after the Holocaust, and all these things that happened, all these terrible things that happened to humanity, you know, and the Vietnam Wars, and all these things, and when people saw such atrocities, people became very high in what's called survival, that's afa. The need for survival, the need for land, at least the basic needs. And they also, the world became, and is becoming more, a world more of din. And there's less ava, there's less love in the world. We know that from the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because of sinat chinam, because of not proper hatred, improper dislike. Means in the world. It doesn't mean only by the Jews. It means the world was affected, because it's Beis Hamikdash for the whole world. So the world lost that care for each other. Humanity that people have for each other. That's Yisod HaMayim. Says Rav Chaim Vital, that the bad aspect of Mayim. Mayim is where Ava, love, comes from Mayim. If you understand, all things that mitchaber are connected with Mayim. You know, glue is water, connects. Because you can't connect things which are a rough surface, or, you know, if it's like, if one has, it sticks out a little bit, it can't connect. So you need something to fill in the gaps. That's how glue works. Yeah? Okay. All connection comes through mayim. Says Rav Chaim Vital, the bad aspect of mayim is desire. desire for food, desire for women. That's the shorish. That's where it comes from, mayim. But that comes from a lack of connection, proper connection. Proper connection with your creator, proper connection with your fellow humanity, your human being, people, your wife, your children. Improper connections instills in man his desire. So the fact that we have a world that is a world of full of desires, there have been a world in which there's so much that man can receive in his desires, that, you know, food companies and all the other different types of companies are producing all different things for our desire. It's never been like that. And that man feels so alone, it's never been that man's been such a level of depression. And that man feels, that's also to do with Afa. Depression comes from Afa. Man feels so insecure. What we're really dealing with, what our real problems really are, and when I'm speaking about society in general, is man's insecurities and man's need for love and connection. Those are our real problems. Those are where we really are lacking. Those are the shorosh. Those are, like I said, they have a shorosh to every sin. Those are the shoroshim of our sins. For most people, I'm saying everyone's individual, everyone has his own individual facet of these things. But in society in general, that's what it is. And the insecurity comes with Eish, because Eish means gaiva and kas and anger. Insecure. When a person who's insecure needs to be controlling, needs to be more, feel control of his environment. That's why you get a society which is more controlling, more power seeking, right? And fun, right? That's something that I don't see yet in society. I think society tends to want frivolity and fun, right? But that's like to forget about life, forget about reality. That's leitzanut. That's not to really connect. That's a form of connection which is really a disconnect. So all these things you see in general society, these are like the shoroshim, the roots of areas. And all of, we all have aspects of those things within us, because these are four yesodot that everyone has. And the tikkun for power is when a person is self-control. Self-control also builds a person's self-concept and his insecurities. Self-control builds up. Fun has to be to use that fun to progress, to learn, to increase man's knowledge. Like a child learns through fun. Love, obviously, love of a wife, of children, of people around you, right? That's obviously. And survival, the ticket for survival is the stapek, to be content with the little or with what you have. You don't really need that much. Really, you don't really need that much. You know, instead of having a whole bowl of ice cream, you have a little bit of ice cream. That's why I say, you know, I always sometimes buy, you know, these ice creams. You get these little ones, they get little ones together, right? Because that way, you can have an ice cream, and you don't like have to have a whole blob of it. You know, just take a little thing, and that's enough. You had a little bit of ice cream, it's sufficient. You can have one of them finished. Yeah, maximum two, but you're not going to have a whole bowl of it, right? You understand what I'm saying? Everything, I'm not saying you should do that, I'm just saying, everything you can have, a person can work on in measures. You understand? And the person can, you can actually live with much, much less. That's the offer. When we all go into Yom Kippur, since this is the beginning of the year, we all want to work on our shoroshim. We all want to work on the source of our avaras. We want to think about where is our real problem. And it could be in all of them, but like I said, people have different measures of where their real problems are. Someone can be a control freak, so his insecurities he needs to work on. Someone can be, you know, have a lot of desires, he needs to work on his connection with other people, to have deepen his connections. Someone can be in terms of his frivolities. He needs to have fun in something which is more amok. His dibur should be in Divrei Torah, not in Leitzanut, on something which has content. But have fun in that. You can have fun in learning in Gemara. You have fun in learning an idea. That's why you're supposed to have fun. It's created like a child. He learns the most. Children learn much more than adults through having fun. All the time they're learning. Those are the things that we need to be speaking about. This is the beginning of the year, the Rosh of the year, the Shoroshim. That's the tshuva in Rosh Hashanah. Just as we're going to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to get rid of those seven nations. Those seven nations which are the epitome, the Shoresh of the Ra in the 70 nations. And Amalek is on top of them. Amalek is like the Shoresh of the Shoroshim, right? He's like the Das of all the nations. They represent what's called the seven lower spheres from Chesed to Malchus. And Amalek represents the Das, or the Keter, however you want to call it. It's a similar thing. You understand?
That's a Kabbalistic idea.
We all have Amalek in us. Amalek is the thing that says, forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The moment we, we switch off. That's Amalek. Switching off. Forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the moment. Let's do it. Just that moment to switch off, that's Amalek. Then you have all your seven desires, those Shoroshim of your desires. Each one is an individual, which will take him wherever it will take him. But that switching off is Amalek. That disconnect. Amalek is Ayin Mem, Malak, Malika. I think I saw it in the Rav, and says Am Shemolek, a people that cuts us off. Malika is when you cut off the head of the chicken, cuts our heads off. It removes, disconnects us from our head. Rosh Hashanah is to bring back that head. That's what Rosh Hashanah, Asar Shemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, that's what it's really to bring that Rotzen to realize where we really are, where we really want to go. You understand? That's how it works.